Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
I trust you're doing well today.
Very nice today, yes.
Great. Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you as always, and we have a really good topic today. We're going to talk some about lawn care, and I guess, is it too soon to say fall lawn care here in the middle of the summer?
Yeah, it's time to start talking about fall lawn care, because we've got a lot of questions that have come in here to the office of problems that they're seeing.
Such as?
Well, we have the most common things that we're seeing right now. There's four things.
Okay.
One is grass is being mowed extremely short.
Two, the
timing of their fertilize. Homeowners like to put out fertilize one time a year, and we can talk about that in a little bit.
Okay. But
improper timing of fertilize is another one.
Okay.
A lot of the lawns that we're seeing have fescue and bluegrass mixtures.
Yeah.
And that causes some issues. And the fourth thing that we've been seeing is shade that inhibits the grass growing, and it promotes a lot of moss growth.
Well, I'm in on three of the four, at least. So
you're not alone.
So I'm going to learn some stuff today. Is there, Joanna, is there anything that we could do as homeowners now that we can do to our lawns now?
Yeah, there are a few things. Not a lot. Most of our, I guess, housekeeping will be done in months to come. But there are a couple things you can do. And we can go through these topics that we've talked about. The first one is the lawn being mowed too short.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you definitely can work on right now.
Sure.
The grass does not grow any faster if it's scalped at the soil level or cut at the recommended 2.5 to 3 inches.
Okay.
So I don't know what the idea of cutting the lawn, you know, as short as possible. I guess some people think if they cut it as short as possible, they don't have to mow as frequently.
Now they can putt on it, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It helps control weeds from germinating or coming up because the grass is already up and has space and sunlight that the weeds actually need. So competition there is good for the weeds to be kept at bay.
So the taller grass really helps to push the weeds out, I mean, to keep them from growing, right?
It does.
Okay.
And it's taking up the moisture and the nutrients away from the weeds. So, you know, they don't have much of a chance if you've got a good stand of grass.
Our guest is Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service here in Extension Today on WIFM, talking about lawn care. So here's one that I'm always confused about, and I generally get it wrong. This is fertilizing the lawn. When is the best time to fertilize, Joanna?
Fertilizing is very important to your grass, and everybody likes to do it in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They get that spring fever, and they're out there, and they put, you know, some fertilizer out, and that's fine. However, grass, like other plants that need nutrients to grow, they need it more than just one time a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we need food more than one time a day.
Yeah.
So that's how I kind of like to look at it. But there's three major nutrients needed for grass: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Okay.
And nitrogen is needed for the leaf growth.
Mm-hmm.
Phosphorus helps with the root development, and potassium promotes disease tolerance and drought resistance, which is all the things that we want in our grass.
Right.
So those three numbers are displayed on a fertilizer bag: the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium in that order, and you see it like 10-10-10
mm-hmm.
or 10-6-4 or whatnot. So that would mean 10% of nitrogen or 10% of whatever that number is. That's the percentage per pound.
Nitrogen, so, phosphate, and
potassium.
Potassium. Okay. So mm-hmm. that's the three
so
numbers. Okay.
A typical lawn feeding, you want to fertilize 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet of your yard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 10 pounds of fertilizer and you're using like a 10-6-4
mm-hmm.
and you're targeting that 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, which is our recommendation, and your lawn is 5,000 square feet, you just multiply the 10 pounds by 5 and you'll need a 50-pound bag of 10-6-4 to cover your lawn.
Oh, okay. Oh, that takes a calculator for me, but good.
Yeah. But, you know, more often than not, we see fertilizer being applied that one time a year.
Yeah.
Usually in spring, like we talked about. But really the best time to apply it is in separate applications throughout the year.
Okay.
So you may want to apply in September
mm-hmm.
and November. And usually in September, we think about a pound of nitrogen, and then November, a half to a pound of nitrogen, and then come back in February with a pound.
So it's not, it won't necessarily be the same numbers fertilizer each time, but it's probably going to be close. Is that what you're saying?
It will be close.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. How do we find out?
Three times a year is ideal. A lot of times we can't get out there. We're busy and things like that. But that's really the ideal September, November, and February to launch, to fertilize your lawn.
Here's the question, Joanna. How do we know which of those numbers that we need for our particular lawn?
If you want specifically for your lawn, it would be great to take a soil sample.
Ah, yes.
These soil samples, you can get the kits at any cooperative extension office. You can send those soil samples to North Carolina Department of Agriculture. The samples are free April 1st through November 30th. Anytime other than that, they're $4 a sample. So what that sample is going to tell you is what your pH is of your soil. And usually, you know, we see lower pHs here in our area, and lower pH is usually more acidic, around 5,
right,
which plants grow better and grass grows better around 6 to 6.5. But anytime you have lower than ideal pH or higher than ideal pH, plants may not be able to pick up the nutrients even if they're available in the soil.
So that soil test, very important.
Very important. It will also tell you what nutrients are in the soil, so if you need to add anything, any nitrogen, phosphorus, or potassium.
Terrific. Joanna Radford's our guest from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service here on WIFM, and we're talking about lawn care. And you mentioned early in the program the problem with fescue and bluegrass mixed lawns, and I have that. I don't know exactly how it happened, but let's talk about the problem with the mixing those two.
Well, those mixes are good in some areas, but here, bluegrass tends to go dormant and turn brown in hot and dry conditions. And of course, we have that during the summer. Summer, we can count on it. So this mixed with early season excessive rainfalls have lent this year to dormant patches in the lawn, so we can see just brown, tan-looking areas where the roots didn't develop very well. They didn't have to go and search for moisture. And so when the rain stopped, the grass, those roots have not extended very much to grab what moisture's in the soil. So they have gone dormant.
Looking in the very near future, what can we do to renovate our lawns now? What should we do? What kind of seed and maybe the timeline?
You can overseed. A good time to do that is in September. And folks around here need to use a turf-type grass seed.
Okay.
Several of the good choices are Rebel and Falcon, just because that bluegrass is not in that mixture.
Okay.
So, and keep in mind that if you have a lot of shade trees in the landscape, you probably want to choose a grass that is shade tolerant.
Why would we use a... I guess this is a dumb question. Why would we use a shade-tolerant grass?
Well, those shade-tolerant grasses like that shade, whereas the other grasses do not. And what happens with them, they tend to turn brown or die out. Once they die, moss kind of invades the place. You still have green, so if you're okay with that, then that's fine. A lot of folks still want that grass, so you want that shade-tolerant grass there.
Let's step back 1 second. You mentioned about overseeding in September. What is that involved? Is that involved, do you have to aerate? How does that work?
You can aerate. That would be fine. Sometimes it depends on the shape of your lawn already. You may have to take some of your grass that's already there up.
Oh, okay.
More times than not, you can just go right over it and the seed fills in. The places, once it, as long as you have good soil and seed contact, your seed should germinate.
Takes a while to make it right, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure.
If people have questions about what we talked about, or they have any more questions about lawn care, they can contact you?
They can contact us here at Surrey County Cooperative Extension. That number is 336-401-8025. And if you're outside of the Surrey County area, contact your local extension center.
Perfect. Joanna Radford, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today. Look forward to our next meeting.
Thank you, Danny. Have a great day.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.